This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
When it comes to young stock management, are heifers eating into your profit? Matt Akins, a dairy management specialist at UW-Madison. Matt, you've worked with producers and industry professionals with a specific focus on the management and nutrition of dairy replacement heifers.
Yes, so there's multiple ways that producers can think about managing their heifer population so they don't have heifers everywhere or overpopulation of heifers that they may not need.
The investment, you know, like any business, but this in particular, you're not seeing any kind of return right off the bat when you invest in these quality replacement stock, are you?
Yeah, exactly. So you're putting a lot of investment into these heifers, so upwards of $2,000 per animal in some operations, and you got about 2 years invested in of time into growing those and getting them bred and getting those ready to go into the lactating herd. And yeah, you don't really see a return on those until they actually start to lactate and get into the milking string. So it's a lot of investment time, and having the correct numbers is a key thing, and then managing the nutrition program to try to control costs is another thing. But yeah, it's a huge investment for an operation to put into these dairy heifers.
When we talk about this topic, the numbers are so important, aren't they?
Yeah, so it's just really knowing how many, depending on how many cows you have. So, it's dependent upon what the culling rate is for your herd. So, if you have a higher culling rate for your cow herd, you're obviously going to need more heifers to replace those cows. So, you got to think about that. So, if you're replacing a lot of cows, you're needing more heifers. If you're able to try to control that culling rate, do the better transition, a better reproduction program, you're going to need fewer dairy heifers to replace those cows. The other thing is your heifer reproduction. If you're able to get those heifers pregnant sooner, so between 13 and 15 months of age, you can really save the number of heifers you actually need to maintain, because you can get them into the lactating cow herd more quickly. So those are probably the main factors to consider in managing to try to reduce the number of heifers you actually need to replace those cows.
And that's not even including the feeding program for these heifers as well.
Yeah, as far as the feeding program, there's options to help control feed costs. So using different byproducts to help control costs, helping to control intakes. You can use limit feeding, try to control feed intake of these heifers, or you can use a high fiber byproduct source to try to control intakes as well. So there's lots of ways that producers can look at trying to reduce costs, not only on the number of heifers, but also on the nutrition side, too. Right now, with fairly tight margins, producers are trying to look at ways to control costs, and this is definitely an area where producers need to be managing their operation to try to keep those input costs down and try to get as much return as they can possibly get on their milk checks.
Thank you for the time today, Dr. Matt Akins, Associate Scientist and Extension Dairy Specialist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And Dr. Akins recently spoke on the PDPW Dairy Signal on the topic of heifer nutrition from calving to weaning. And you can hear that in its entirety by heading to their free website at pdpw.org. And our thanks to the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday.
The nomination process is now underway for advisory committee members that will determine the 2025 Federal Dietary Guidelines for Americans.
They are scientists with expertise in nutrition and public health that produce a scientific report that they submit to the departments each round of the Dietary Guidelines.
Janet DeJesus of the Department of Health and Human Services. HHS and the Agriculture Department oversee the development of new Dietary Guidelines for Americans every 5 years, including the appointment of the advisory committee.
It's a great opportunity to evaluate science and give expert advice to the departments, and these scientists can use their expert knowledge and skills to serve the U.S. public.
Nominations are accepted through July 15th, with more details online at www.dietaryguidelines.gov. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
For archive programs, head to dairyradio.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.